Guelph today received the following letter about Ontario's response to U.S. tariffs. Now the premier is back from Florida, Ford may want to reconsider some of the things he's been committed to in light of U.S. tariffs. Booze seems to be Ford's go-to policy. Removing American spirits from the LCBO feels good, but we need to be serious about becoming more self-sufficient. The provincial government needs to turn to big-ticket items and not repeat paying American brewers to get beer into corner stores. One of the biggest imports from the U.S. into Ontario is American petroleum and natural gas. A quick internet search shows Canada is a net exporter of petroleum products, however Ontario imports about half of our gasoline from the United States and significant amounts of crude oil for our refineries. Around half the natural gas in Ontario comes from south of the border. Reducing dependence on American petroleum and natural gas can help make us more self-sufficient. The easiest way to do this? Cut our use of fossil fuels. We did this when I was a kid in the 70s after the oil embargo. Simple things can have a big impact. Limit your number of car trips, cut highway speeds, use more public transit, walk and cycle more. Wherever possible, turn down our thermostats, and switch from natural gas to hydro for home heating. You likely know where this is going. Ford reversed many climate policies of the previous government, and one wonders if he thinks climate science is just hot air. If Ford truly wants to be the champion of battling American tariffs and increasing our self-sufficiency, he can start with quick, easy things like leave bike lanes taxpayers have already invested in, reducing highway speeds to 90 km per hour, pausing construction of questionable highway projects, and purchasing more Canadian buses. In the medium term, he could pause U.S. gas power generation and reinstate green energy projects. If Ford wants to show real leadership, he could cancel new American nuclear power plants, replacing these with Canadian nuclear plants. I'll not hold my breath. Given his track record, I'm sure the focus on booze will be about the extent of his efforts. James Smith, Guelph, P.S. Something else you can do. Most of the beer consumed in Ontario, despite their names and historic connection to Canada, are the product of multinational companies. Much of the profits go south of the border. Want to do your part? Guelph is home to a number of great breweries, so drink local.